Well, hello, ladies, and welcome to a new episode of the Fullest Life Podcast. I'm your host, Vita Tucker. It is a beautiful day here in North Carolina, and I want to welcome you all. If this is your first time tuning in to the Fullest Life Podcast, the Fullest Life Podcast is a podcast dedicated to women. It is dedicated to us living our fullest life, ladies. And it doesn't mean that we don't have trials and situations and circumstances going on. No, it just means that we are endeavoring to live our fullest life. So I want to say welcome to those who are new. I know we have some new people who are now journeying with us on this fullest life. I want to really say thank you to those of you who have been riding and journeying, being with us since, with me since May of 2020 when this thing started. And I really appreciate anyone who tunes in, those of you who comment, those of you who message me, those of you who send me just words of encouragement. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. And so, ladies, we're going to get started today. So earlier today, I was eating a donut, right? And the donut was a maple bacon donut. Yes. So they take this donut. It's from Duck Donuts. And I don't know, if you have a Duck Donuts near you, try one. They dip the donut in this maple kind of, it's not syrup. It is more like an icing. And then they sprinkle it with bacon. Ladies, let me tell you, this donut is absolutely delicious to me, right? And it's not your typical donut. But when I was eating it, I started thinking about us as women and how some people would be like, ooh, that's a little strange, maple bacon donut, you know? And I don't know if I would necessarily eat that. But I started thinking how we as women, each of us is different. And sometimes we feel like we're the odd man out, or we don't measure up, or we're not good enough, or we don't look like, you know, someone else, and we're always judging ourselves and we're always comparing ourselves. But then, ladies, here's the thing. People are always trying to, you know, media, television, now social media, my gosh, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, all of these things have us comparing ourselves and not feeling our best about who we are. And so I wanted to come on and have a little quick conversation. And the reason why is some of you may have seen, as of late, I've been doing this thing in fashion, styling again, and content from about clothing and how to dress according to your body type. Now, I want to tell you who I am, who Vita is. My heart, when I do anything that has to, I don't care what it is. My heart is to help women appreciate who they are, not to take away from who they are. And so in knowing that, when I am looking and I am talking and I am doing anything with any person about how to dress for your body type, my first consideration is, who are you? Who are you as an individual? Not a rule, not across the board, this is what you should not do, this is what you should do, not fitting into a plan, but literally finding out who that woman is and how I can best serve her. And so this is not my first rodeo in the fashion industry. Some of you don't have any idea because you've only known me, you know, when I was out of that industry. But for years, I did stuff in fashion industry and I modeled and all kinds of stuff. And I did image and consulting. But it really bugs me when I see people making assumptions about who people are or how people should dress based on who they are, right? And so I was looking at this thing the other day, and I think I posted it. I did post it. I posted it on Instagram. And on this post, it was Joan Rivers, who is no longer with us, and Whoopi Goldberg. So years ago, Joan Rivers, when she was alive, she hosted a TV show that would judge people on the red carpet. are, you know, she wouldn't just talk to people on the red carpet about what they were wearing. She literally would go on and have certain people on it, and they would just tear people apart, y'all. Tear them apart about how they look and how they dressed and this is that, and she looks like this. And I mean, it was just a horrible, horrible show because it never, she never, and her panel never really had good things to say. They occasionally said something good about people, but for the most part, they were judging people constantly and tearing them apart. But in this interview, when she and Whoopi are talking, Whoopi Goldberg lets Joan Rivers know without a doubt that she loves who she is as a woman. She loves that when she wakes up in the morning that she sees her face. She loves her hair. She loves her curves. She loves everything about herself. And Joan Rivers was like, really? You think you're that great? And she was like, yeah. And Joan was like, well, I don't feel that same way. I don't wake up in the morning and look at myself like that. She just really had a low self-esteem, a low picture of value of who she was as a woman. And I posted that because most of the people who are judging you on who you are not even confident and don't even love who they are. And so my hope is for us as women that we don't let someone else dictate how we should be or who we should be. That we learn to love ourselves and know that I am fearfully and wonderfully made just the way I am. And everyone is not going to accept or want to or like or, you know, applaud who you are as a woman based on different features you may have that they may not have, different ways you wear clothing based on who you are versus who they are. I'm just going to be really blunt with you all. I know that there are different ways of dress. And so when I am looking at a woman, I take in consideration who she is, not just as a woman, but her race, her ethnicity, you know, her lifestyle, what she's doing and everything. And some women love to dress where they hide every kind of curve that their body has. They don't want that to show. And so they're like, okay, cover that. How can I not see that, right? And then there are some women who dress and they want every bump and every lump and they don't even care. They want them to show because they love that about themselves. And I don't have a problem with either one of them. What I know is if you feel good about you, then you're going to look good, right? You're going to be able to carry it off. And so my heart today was for the woman who is listening to a hater tell you that you are not enough, when they don't even think they're enough. You all, if you don't value who you are, people will feed you anything. And they will tear you down and tell you that you are not worthy, that you don't look good, that you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. I absolutely hate rules in fashion, I'm gonna tell you. Now, I know them. I know them left and right. I can pop out some fashion rules that have been going on for centuries that will blow your mind. But I hate that because what it does is it stops us. That is, it stops each woman from being who she is. And it puts you in this little box based on that person who made that rule. So you remember I talked about last week how much we know? Mm-hmm. About this much. How someone dresses and how they carry themselves and what is beautiful is not it's not straight across the board. Beauty in Scandinavia is not the same code as beauty in Zimbabwe. And Zimbabwe's idea of what is beautiful is not the same idea of beauty in Antigua. And in Antigua, their ideals of beauty is not the same as someone who's in, I don't know, Iceland. There are so many diverse things of what is beauty, of thinking of what is beautiful to one culture, to one ethnicity, to a group of people, to someone in a city, state, all around the world, that we can't lay claim and say, this is what you should look like. No, what you should do is you find out who you are and who you are and love yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you what. I love me some Vita. Took me a long time to get there, y'all. I'm going to tell you, there was years in my life that I did not love myself some Vita because I was comparing myself with other people who were around me who were not me. And so I kept looking, trying to fit somewhere. And so, and I'm telling you guys, this is not just amongst, you know, I grew up in a predominantly, like in high school and everything, predominantly white area. So there was that comparison factor there because I looked different than the people around me. But then when I got around other black people, I looked different too. All the black girls I knew had curves, they had butt, they was like boom, pow, pow. And I was like straight up and down, y'all. I have not a curve, not a boom, not a pow. Can't say that today. I got a little more boom and pow going, right? But I was never really sure, like, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? Because I don't look like that over there, but I don't look like this over here. And it had me messed up for years. And so that's how, that's where my love and my desire became from. To help women love who they are as individuals, because there's no one who fits into any particular box. And so when you realize that who you are is wonderful, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't care if you're 5'2" or if you are 6'11". If you are, not that I know any women who are 6'11", but I'm sure there is one. Yeah, I mean, there is some because I saw it on TV one time. But, you know, I don't care if you're a size 0 or a size 22. I don't care if your hair is kinky and coily or if your hair is wafer thin and straight. None of these things determine what the standard of beauty is. What is beautiful? Is who you are and what you give out to the world. You can walk around in the most beautiful clothes, and I've seen it. I have seen women who wear top designers and things, and they are beautiful on the outside, and they open their mouths, and they are horrible people. But I've seen on the other flip side, I've seen some people with some clothes on, they probably paid 29 cents for the shirt, 29 cents for the pants, 15 cents. Somebody gave them this, somebody gave them that, and they opened their mouths and they were horrible people. See, you thought I was going to say they were good, right? No, we can't go and just judge things, you guys. Some people think if you dress down, if you don't make yourself beautiful, if you don't take time and, you know, do any of that stuff, that's all vanity and that is horrible and that makes them a better person. It does not. So stop judging. And then other people think, oh, if you put your makeup on, you do your hair, you spend all this money on clothes and you got the best this and the top this and that, that makes you great. It does not. So stop judging. I know people who even go down to, they think they're better than someone based on the fact that they don't wear makeup. That doesn't make you better than anyone else. That's who you want to be. But I know people who wear a lot of makeup who are just as kind as some people who are plain face. So that's not a standard. And I'm going to tell you guys something. When you reach Heaven's Gate, there will not be a section up there saying, oh, beautiful people who dress nice and wear makeup get in here. Or a section that says, homely and plain get in first. None of that is going to happen. It all comes down to your heart, ladies. You gotta have a good heart. When you stop judging people and start loving people, I'm just saying, this is my message. It's going to be my message. And whoever's listening, I'm telling you, if you're going to tune in, just know I'm going to be talking about loving some people. Because we are in this society right now that people are just off the chain with judgment. It is driving me to the point that I can't stop talking about it because I see it so much. I see it so much that people are using superficial things to determine the value of other people, to determine their worth, to determine whether or not they're on their way to heaven, determine whether or not they're on their way to hell, to determine who somebody is. And it's all superficial. And none of those things tell you who a person is. Now, as much as I love fashion and I love clothing, and I do, I'm gonna tell y'all, I do. I love to look at fashion. I love to look at clothing. I love dressing people. I love styling people. But I do, what I love is taking what's so beautiful on the inside of somebody and bringing it to the outside. That superficial you that comes and you want me to help you and you are mean spirited, and I can't help you because I'm sorry. Nothing I put on you will overrule that meanness or that ugly spirit that is you're pouring out over the world. So I'm not going to waste my time. I'm just going to tell you for real. I'm not going to waste my time. But people who love themselves and who are kind and just have a good heart, but they don't know any better. They don't know how to dress themselves. They want to look as good on the outside as they feel on the inside. Oh, all day long, y'all. All day long, I can help those kind of people who are thankful, who are humble, who are grateful. But the people who are just, you're judgmental, and I'm talking black, white, and everything in between. I am talking rich and I'm talking poor, because judgment doesn't mean have anything to do with money. There are people who are judgy that are poor, and there are people who are judgy that are wealthy, and there are people who are judgy all in between there. If that is you, I can't help you. I really can't, because that's not who I am. I can't even see how to dress you right, because your ugly attitude is just overpowering everything. No matter what I put on, your attitude is what everybody's going to see. And people don't realize that people can see that coming down the road. And I know you say, what is this girl talking about? I'm talking about loving each other, loving yourself, and stop judging. Yes, I said it last week. I'm going to say it this week, because it happens every week, guys. I keep running into people who are thinking they are better than other people based on foolishness. And so I got to tell you, you're not living your fullest life when you're judging people. You're not living your fullest life when you're judging yourself and putting yourself down. You are made beautifully, fearfully, and wonderfully made. Do you know, I know someone who actually judges women whether or not they wear weave or if it's their natural hair. Like, if because they wear natural hair, they think they're better than girls who wear weave. Now, what does that have to do with the price of tea or the nature of someone's heart? Nope. What it just told me was the nature of your heart. Your hair may be natural, but your heart is ugly. Mm-hmm. Stop judging, ladies. Start appreciating. Let women around you know that you value them. Say they're beautiful. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but beauty is so much more than what you're beholding. It's not the outer stuff. It's the inner stuff that makes someone beautiful. And we all have different looks. We all have different body types. We all have different body shapes. We are all different sizes and colors and races and ethnicities and just a blend and cornucopia of womanness all over this planet. And so who are we to decide what beauty is? We can't. So if you're going to live your fullest life, put down your judging gavel again and pick up the heart, the mind of Christ and the heart of God. He doesn't judge you based on your outer. He doesn't judge you. He loves you. Jesus said he loves you. He came and died for you when you were yet a sinner, not based on your greatness, not based on your goodness. That's why I love salvation. If y'all who are unsaved want to know, why is Vita always talking about Jesus? Because he loves us despite our actions, despite our foolishness. All we have to do is believe and accept that he is who he is. And he's like, I love you anyway. Before you even came to me, I was loving you. That's absolutely awesome to me. I don't have to prove anything. I just receive the love. You just receive the love. And you know what? it makes it so easy to give it out. When you receive it, you just give it out. And no one can stop you because that's what's in you. You just want to give it out. You want somebody else to feel that greatness that you feel. And I think that is the fullest life that we can live. So I hope you all, you know, take heed. Live full so that you can die empty. Value the people around you. Stop judging, ladies, and start loving. All right? We'll talk next week. I don't know. Hopefully we can move past judging, but if not, I'm just going to give the message the Lord told me to give, and that's going to be it. So I love y'all. Talk to you later. Bye.